Speaking of non-smoking, can you kind of update us on where we are in terms of predictors of response to TKI, specifically erlotinib?
It's a very complicated picture. Certainly clinically, the patients most likely to respond are non-smokers, women, adenocarcinoma, and East Asians. And if, in fact, you have the entire constellation, your chance of responding to EGFR TKIs is on the order of 60 to 70%. It's quite good. And survival in that group with single agent erlotinib up front is quite good, on the order of 70 to 80% in 1 year. We don't see that with chemotherapy. The molecular picture is quite a bit murkier. Of course, mutation analysis initially was thought to be the sine qua non of how to select patients, but at this point, only about 10 to 15% have the mutations. Fred Hirsch and others are looking at other potential markers, and I suspect, and again, this is just a prediction, I have no prospective data to support this, but I suspect over time it may turn out to be a combination of immunohistochemical staining and FISH. In Fred Hirsch's retrospective analysis of patients who had received gefitinib, those who were negative for both really had atrocious outcome, virtually no responses, very poor survival. If they were positive for one or the other, and particularly if they were positive on both bases, they seemed to do much better.
What are your thoughts about the so-called oligosmokers, people with less than, let's say, 10 or 15 total pack year histories in terms of response to TKIs?
It's a continuum. That's my general gestalt of the situation. We're still debating how to define a non-smoker. By convention, it's fewer than 100 cigarettes. That's not a very large part of the population. But if you look at lung cancer in general, it's still about 10 or 12%, maybe even 15%. The 10 to 15 pack years, they're probably more like smokers and less like the non-smokers, but not as bad as the smokers. But still, that's not clear. One of the very interesting sidebars to the TRIBUTE trial, which was paclitaxel and carboplatin plus or minus erlotinib, it was a placebo-controlled trial, which was negative overall, but in the non-smoker population, there was a doubling of median survival. The non-smokers who received erlotinib with chemotherapy had a median survival of 22 months. And the group getting chemotherapy alone was on the order of 10 and a half months. And that is an observation that absolutely begs replication. The CLGB is partly doing that. They're running a randomized phase 2 looking at erlotinib alone or erlotinib in combination with chemotherapy. But ultimately, I think you need to replicate the TRIBUTE trial in a non-smoking population. So there is at least a proposal through both the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group and the CLGB to try to do that. It probably end up being a three-arm trial, chemo du jour with bevacizumab in those who are eligible versus chemo du jour and bevacizumab with erlotinib, and then a third arm that'll probably be either erlotinib alone or erlotinib with bevacizumab. It may be a bit complicated, but I think it'll address all the issues that come up.
That's an adjuvant or?
This is going to be advanced disease treatment naive patients.